Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fever dance with
that song is called The Nexus.
The spirit that knows it's
by the late and great Dan Fogelberg from the Innocent Age album. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning platters and talking business here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. The great, the legendary Gary Moore is here, ladies and gentlemen. Gary is the founder of Financial Seminary. He's the author of Look Up America, which is an awesome book that everybody should read. Also, Faithful Finances 101. He's a disciple of Sir John Templeton, which made him okay in my book before I met him. Gary, thanks again for being here. Gary, the Fed is wrapping up their meeting today, their 2-day meeting, and I don't know what they can talk about. I mean, they've already done a whole lot of stuff. They've already done stuff more than they've ever done, unprecedented things, like Section 13.3 allows them to lend directly to individuals and partnerships and corporations, without going through a bank. They have that ability to do that. Quickly, I want your thoughts on the Fed's involvement in this in trying to save the economy. What do you think?
I think we're going to see more of it, Jim, a lot more of it. Let me put that in perspective in numerical terms. The Fed has thrown $3 trillion at this, and that's on top of the $1 trillion deficit we've been running for the last 4 years.
And the multi-trillion-dollar balance sheet they already had from 2008 and 2009 that they never had to get rid of.
Yeah, I don't know where that is. It's got to be up $8, $9 trillion at this point. And I don't know what that means, Jim, to be honest. I'm not an expert in the Federal Reserve. I know generally what they do. But put that in perspective, they've thrown $3 trillion. The GDP has been around $21 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Three times as much, and they are in essence having to make up for a lot of that GDP loss.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how
that's
much.
Right.
Is that we're going to find out.
Mm-hmm.
The total debt in this country, Jim, is over $75 trillion.
Counting the deferred gratification. Counting the deferred obligations of Social Security and all that, pushing it out in the years.
No. Not doing present value analysis. I'm just saying right now there's $75 trillion total debt, government, people.
Oh, and individual. Oh, okay. You mean and individual. Okay, I see what you mean. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. And that debt has to be serviced. And a lot of it, what I'm hearing is a lot of businesses, real estate guys, are deferring rent every month for these small businesses
mm-hmm.
that are still open.
Yep.
So all this stuff is going to hit the fan if this thing doesn't end pretty soon, which is why I somewhat agree with you on the need to reopen, Jim.
Right. Good.
My view is I don't want a national reopening. I think it's wise. I even think it ought to be down to the local level.
You know that Clarksville, Tennessee doesn't need to be treated the same way as Chicago or New York.
Jim, I grew up in a rural community outside Lexington, Kentucky. There has been one case of coronavirus in that entire county.
And yet that county's shut down probably, isn't it?
Well, I think it's supposed to be, but nobody really looks where I grew up. They don't care.
Yeah.
By the way, that took about half our citizens when that guy died.
But back to the real estate. I want to get back to the real estate. I know you have put a lot of money, yours and my clients' money, into REITs, into commercial and residential real estate securities. Are those going to be strong going forward, or are they going to be in jeopardy?
Depends on when we reopen, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'll tell you what, let me one thing scared me. On Meet the Press on Sunday, Chuck Todd interviewed this guy that headed an infectious disease institute. He said by the time coronavirus is finished over here, that 60% of Americans will have it.
Yeah.
Think about that. If he's only half correct, Jim, I mean, we're talking.
But isn't that herd immunity? Doesn't that create herd immunity, though?
I don't know the answer to
but,
that.
But off the medical part, just a minute, Gary. What I want to know is, going forward, never mind what's going on at this moment. I talked to a guy 2 weeks ago who says, my organization is working pretty well remotely. Why am I paying $5 million in rent? Tell me that again. What do you think? What's that mean for the future?
Jim, that's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
25 years ago, I was working for one of those big firms, driving an hour each way every day to go up on the 35th floor of an office tower, never seeing anybody.
Yeah.
And I was giving them 60% of the income I produced.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this makes no sense.
Right.
I set up in a spare bedroom, kept most of my business. Some people mm-hmm. didn't come with me, and naturally, which is a natural thing. But
it's not what you learned. It's not you learned. It's not what you make. It's what you keep. Right.
Well, exactly. That's a good way of putting it.
It's not what you make, it's what you keep. Hold on to that thought, Gary. I got to take a quick break, Gary. I need your website, Gary.
Okay. Financialseminary.org.
Financialseminary.org, and find his books online, Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be, and I will be right back after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
Pirate's mind. You marry music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.